Empower Radio presents Out of the Fog. Join intuitive guide and spiritual teacher Karen Hager for lively, positive conversation with light workers, healers, and dynamic wisdom keepers. Get ready for inspiration and connection. This is Out of the Fog on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation with enlightening guests, and I'm glad you're here. Peace and happiness and abundance can all seem elusive. And sometimes it seems to me that we spend more time chasing and discussing and thinking about these qualities of life. Where are we? How do we get them? Then we allow ourselves to actually live in and experience peace and happiness and abundance as they are our natural state. On today's show, my guest is Mabel Katz. So many of us carry restrictive memories and limiting beliefs, and Mabel teaches that there's a way of life in which responsibility, forgiveness, and gratitude can lead us into a state that she calls zero, in which we discover our inner talents and live a more abundant life. Are you ready to meet her? Mabel Katz is an author, public speaker, internationally acclaimed seminar leader, and a world peace ambassador. Despite the success of her accounting and tax practice and her media celebrity, Mabel chose to devote her talent and drive to assisting people worldwide with what she's learned and continues to learn from Ho'oponopono, an ancient Hawaiian art of problem solving. Mabel's the author of Zero Frequency, The Easiest Way to Peace, Happiness, and Abundance. That's a new book that shares her teachings more fully with the English-speaking world. You can find out more about Mabel and her work at zerofrequency.com. Mabel, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Hello, Karen. I'm so happy to be here with you and your audience.
Thank you. I'm glad you're here. I want to just dive right in. What does it mean to be at zero? Because I'd like that, please.
Yes. So it means to be at peace no matter what is going on around you. You know how we are affected by everything, or we want things to be perfect in order for us to be at peace. This is about peace really begins with you. It is inside of you. The happiness that you're looking for is inside of you too. We kind of learn incorrectly, you know, we need to reprogram ourselves because everything that we are looking for is inside of us.
We're at a time on the planet where it does not feel peaceful.
Yes.
How can we get to that place of feeling at peace no matter what is happening when there is so much conflict and loss and turbulence?
Yes. You need to trust, Karen. They say you need to trust the plan. You need to know that God is also the universe, whatever you understand it. Even for people that don't believe, you have to realize that there is a more intelligent mind than ours, you know, that created a human body, that thought of flowers and mountains and oceans, and that there is a plan. And if you don't concentrate on the bad news, you will see that there are a lot of positive things happening. Like, for example, people waking up. People were too asleep. Unfortunately, there are still a lot of people asleep, but a lot of people are really in the search now and searching in the right places and asking the right questions. So again, it's about observing, knowing that you are protected and guided, and there is nothing you need to worry about.
Now, you share in the book that you came to a place on your own journey where you needed to choose to let go and trust. I think many places on your journey. Can you share one of those times? What happened to you when you did let go and trust?
Yeah. So for example, just to give you an idea, I had let go of my accounting and tax career, that it was a very stable and very profitable one, to dedicate to this and that I'm doing now. And at one point, I actually was counting on an income that I was receiving from some products. And I already had a lot of employees, so a big responsibility. But suddenly, this income disappeared. And I thought, how am I going to do it on my own, you know, with a new profession, a new career, you know? And And first I worry, you know, logically, my intellect said, oh, you will have to go back to preparing taxes again. It wasn't a bad thing, you know, because I always enjoy that too. But at one point, Karen, another thought came. And the thought was, hey, God knows why I'm here, how much I need and when. I'm not going to worry. So it's not like I didn't worry anymore. But every time that I worry, I was conscious enough to not allow that to control me. So every time that I noticed I was worrying or starting to worry, I would look up and say, I'm not going to worry, like a little child. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to go back to being children again and trust. Well, I have to tell you, 2 days later, I received a letter from my bank saying that my mortgage was going down 50% without me asking for anything, without me stopping paying or nothing. I didn't talk to anybody and I was making my payments and I wasn't planning to call the bank at all. So suddenly my mortgage went, 50%. I mean, that was for me the answer from the universe that's saying, oh, you were going to worry? Please don't. No, you don't have anything to worry. But you know what happened? Because I didn't worry, I started receiving emails from publishers in different countries that wanted to buy the copyrights of my books. I'm a self-published author, and I was receiving emails from Japan, China, Korea, Italy, that they wanted to buy the copyrights of my books. I started receiving invitations from different parts of the world, you know, to come to present, to speak. And I would get we would sign a contract and I would get an advance. Every time that I had to pay something, the money was there. So I wasn't just watching, you know, how much money, what do I have to pay, you know, the usual. I just knew in my heart that when I had to pay something, the money was going to be there. And it was. So just because I didn't worry, Karen. So what people do, they engage with the fear, the usual, yes, they worry. And that takes you off zero. That takes you off present. You're not present. So and now you are thinking the worst thing is going to happen. And yeah, so you have to stay present. You have to stay at zero.
Now, in the book, Zero Frequency, you share some ways to get back to that present moment. Can you share some of those with us?
Yes. So the main thing of, the foundation of all my work is Ho'oponopono, like you said, is an ancient Hawaiian art of problem solving that is actually how to let go and let God. Let me tell you that I was not a believer. And when I tell you God is a part of me that knows everything, you know, I found God inside of me and I know it's inside of everybody. There is a part of us that knows everything, that has all the solutions to all our problems. It's like another channel, you know, that we never listen to. Mm-hmm. It's another station that we have inside of us, but we are always listening to the intellect that thinks it knows, especially if we have university titles. Yeah, we are dangerous people. We think we know. So when you let go and allow this part of you to take control, when you allow this part of you to guide you, to open doors for you, yeah? So how do we do it from the Ho'oponopono point of view? We just say thank you or I love you to the worry or to the fear. We let go. We don't give it the control or the power, yeah? I personally use a lot of I let go and trust or I'm not going to worry like I share with you. But if something is scary, I will just repeat mentally, I let go and trust, I let go and trust, I let go and trust. I don't allow my emotions or my own stories to control me. And that's the way you come back to present. Now, zero frequency is something that I created. I've been presenting trainings around the world for 10 years. I've been trying to write this book for 10 years.
Oh.
Yes, and it has a story that I will share with you. So, zero frequency gives me the opportunity to show you practical ways of applying Ho'oponopono, because yeah, Ho'oponopono is spiritual, it's esoteric, it's theoretical, you know, it tells you, you know, things that you can do. But zero frequency gives you really practical, because I'm still a very intellectual person myself. So I can understand people that don't believe, people that don't believe in something that could be as simple, you know, as saying thank you or I love you, and it can change your life, or saying I'm not going to worry.
Right.
Because we are so used to worry. Yeah, if we didn't worry, we were told we were irresponsible. So can you imagine? This is completely out of your box, yes?
Yeah.
It's getting out of your box and daring, you know, to even feel the fear and do it anyway, or daring to listen to what other people think of you and choose to be happy.
Yeah. Well, in that way, it isn't. It's interesting because the title of the subtitle is The Easiest Way to Peace, Happiness, and Abundance. It's not easy like magic, it feels like. It feels like it's a way that's work. Easier than we expect, right? It is. It does take us out. Yeah, it's work. It takes us outside of our thing.
Yeah, for example, let go instead of worrying is work. Because it's exactly the opposite of what you've been doing, yes?
Yeah.
Saying thank you to something that is hurting you, you know, even though that in Ho'oponopono, you don't have to feel it or mean it, the thank you. That's not how we use it. It is just like a passcode. But again, believing in simple things, not paying attention what other people will think of you, believing in yourself. I mean, believe me, it is work. It is work. But the difference is this. We still take action. We still, you know, we are normal people, but we allow inspiration to guide us. We allow inspiration to speak through us, you know, and things like that. So, yeah, it is the easiest way if you practice it. But I do know that it's not easy to practice. I mean, it's very easy, but your intellect will tell you, you know, or your intellect will be suspicious or something so simple.
Well, and it is a practice, which to me at least means you come back to it compassionately again and again and again. You find that place. And then when you step out of that place or you realize you've gone wandering off, you take a breath and come back to that place. Yes. So it is a practice, not suddenly getting it right and it always stays the same. But
no. Practice. Moment by moment, I still engage. I still feel fear. I still worry or things like that. But because I'm more conscious, I'm choosing, yes? I'm choosing consciously. What am I going to give the control?
Now you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and I'm talking with Ma Bell Katz. Her new book is Zero Frequency, The Easiest Way to Peace, Happiness, and Abundance. And you can find out more about Ma Bell and her work at zerofrequency.com. You say in the book that part of getting to zero means that we take responsibility, 100% responsibility for our lives. And I, as I read that, and I know it, and I know it's important, but golly, that's hard to do, full responsibility.
That's why I always tell people, you know, Ho'oponopono works for everybody, but it's not for everybody. Not everybody will be willing. And that's also work, yeah? And that's exactly the opposite of what we've been doing. We've been blaming all the time. Complaining, waiting for something to happen or somebody, you know, out there. So I'll tell you what my take is on that. And I'm still an intellectual person. One day, you know, as I was sitting there taking the training again and again, I realized, and I said, wait a minute, if I am 100% responsible, that means that I created it. So I can change it. Again, 100% responsibility gives back the power to you. Now you decide what to do with that. Mm-hmm. You're not at mercy of other people, you know, doing. The other thing that helped me a lot, Karen, was to learn to forgive in my heart. Not that I had to talk to anybody or write a letter to anybody. It was realizing that if I didn't forgive, not only I was hurting myself, I was living in the past with that person constantly, you know, exactly what I didn't want. Yeah. So there are so many things we need to wake up and realize, you know, is wake up and smell the flowers. I mean, we have to wake up. We have to stop blaming and complaining. We take responsibility for our own life. Now, when we talk about 100% responsibility, we are not saying you are guilty either, but you are responsible for the memories playing in your subconscious mind. And the only one that can transmute is God, the universe, and again, a more intelligent mind than yours. If you want the monitor to change, if you want the movie to change, because actually you are like the projector. And everything is a projection of the memories playing in your subconscious mind. Everything is memories.
That I like that shift because the first thing I think when I read that I'm 100% responsibility is, oh no, I ruined it. Oh, well, right. That's it. I blew it. It serves me right. I guess, look, I created it and now I'm in trouble. I love that shift to a more compassionate and more empowered way of looking at that.
And you know, it's caring for yourself, better care for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you're staring, you say, I'm not going to hurt myself anymore.
And there's forgiveness in that too, for the ways I've treated myself, the things I've said, sure. The things I've created. There's forgiveness in that too.
But again, 100% responsibility. Hey, we all make mistakes. Yes, we are doing the best we can with what we have. So it is really being more compassionate, like you said, with yourself. And then if you start loving yourself, if you start accepting, you know, trusting yourself, guess what? Your outside world will completely change. When you change, everything changes. It's not the other way around.
When you speak with people who have been through really difficult circumstances, who have lived through trauma, who have experienced violence, who've experienced great loss, how do these teachings speak to them? There's a really cool thing in the book about you taking this into a prison, and the response from the women in the prison. How do these teachings serve people who have felt maybe victimized or traumatized?
Yeah, the victimhood, you know, mentality is unfortunate because, again, you are hurting yourself. But when you realize that life is perfect, that you are not a body, you know, your physical body, that you chose to incarnate, to make amends, to make corrections, actually the word Ho'oponopono means that, how to correct an error. Mm-hmm. Like everything is, again, the monitor and showing up to give you one more chance. So when, again, it's about 100% responsibility. For one example that I always tell people, let's say you are in an abusive relationship, yeah? Mm-hmm. So, oh, now because you are responsible, you have to take it, you know? Mm-hmm. No, you can decide that that's not okay for you anymore, and you're not going to accept it, and you're going to respect yourself. But let's say you decide to leave the relationship, yes? Because now you're going to treat yourself kindly. You go taking 100% responsibility. You attracted it. When you go blaming, guess what? You are going to attract it again. It's going to repeat because you didn't get the lesson. You understand?
Right.
You didn't pass the test. You don't have to allow people to abuse you, okay, or things like that. But you go and you say, hey, I attracted it. I can correct it. I don't have to be in the relationship to heal it, but 100% responsibility. So I will not repeat because, it's, again, blaming doesn't work or complaining. So I work with a lot of people, you know, that went through the abuse or whatever. And the idea is if you don't see yourself as a victim, I mean, not only you change your life, you can change other people's life because now you can share, now you can help others. Yeah. So you chose something that it will make you a better person, not a worse person.
Yeah.
But we go into victimhood because that's what we learn. It's another program that we need to let go. There are no victims. We are all here learning, and everybody has whatever is right in this moment to heal. It's not a punishment. It's an opportunity. So that's what we work in Ho'oponopono. It's about the reaction to problems. It's not the problem itself that is the problem, but how we react to the problem is the problem.
What, for someone who's just being introduced to your work, just being introduced to zero frequency, what is the, like, the smallest, most beginning step we can make to start to shift our perspective? Because you're right, we've got lots of limiting beliefs and lots of old programming. What's the smallest thing we can do to begin this?
Breathe.
No, too hard. And I'm busy. No, I don't think, no.
Well, if you know, if you pay attention, you will see that we not only breathe very shallow, but also when you have a problem, you stop breathing. Yeah, it's the first thing. The phone bill came, you know. And I always say people, so you have to say, ha, 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 the phone bill came. So at least you are breathing, yeah? So the thing is this, as I said before, the worst thing we can do when we have a problem is think or worry. So what do you do when you have a problem? You breathe, you relax, and you let go. And so you become the observer, yeah? And now you can observe the problem. You put some distance with the problem. And believe me, your perception changes. Your way of reacting or not reacting will change completely. And I'm sure you will find the solutions much faster. So I talk about letting go. You know, that it could be the I let go and trust. You know, go to repeating mentally. I let go and trust. I let go and trust, you know. Or I'm not going to worry. Whatever you can do mentally, so that you don't engage, you don't give the power or the control, and you are in control now. So now you can solve it.
And I love that, because there's always the next breath and the next breath and the next breath.
Just to take a deep breath, I mean, it will change everything. But the thing is, we don't breathe consciously, yes?
Right, right. Now, I know we've only got just a couple minutes more together. Can you let the listeners know, Maba, what they will find at zerofrequency.com? You've got so many good things you're out there doing in the world. Let them know how to find you and connect with you.
Well, so there is a starter pack, some free. You can have a preview, you know, of my book and some videos about zero frequency. But if you go to zerofrequency.com/book, you will find that when you buy the book right now in Amazon, you get $100 in bonuses, and that includes two amazing workshops. One, actually, my very first zero frequency training 10 years ago with my teacher, Dr. Ihalia Kalahulen. We presented my first zero frequency with him a wonderful workshop. That one is in video with Don Miguel Ruiz and DC Cordova, Gary Queen, and other speakers. And that one is also an amazing, and it will help you a lot to go through what you are going through right now. Now, I wanted to share with you, Karen, and I mentioned really fast, this book took me 10 years. The last manuscript was ready 1 year ago, but this was actually published during the pandemic. And as I'm reading now the book, because I'm recording the audiobook, I cannot believe this book. I cannot believe that I wrote this book. I even mentioned the word pandemic. I talk about homeschooling. I talk about changing humanity. I'm talking about a pandemic of love and peace that will heal the world. I mean, you know, at certain points, I thought that God, the universe, were actually against me. There was a conspiracy for me not to write this book or not to release it. But definitely I was ahead of my time. That wasn't the time. This is so timely. It's not because it's my book. I'm even surprised, Karen.
But it's beautiful in that timeliness, right? In that synchronicity. I'm glad the book is there. And I'm glad you were able to come and take some time to talk with me. Thank you very much,
Maba.
That is Mabel Katz. Her new book is Zero Frequency, The Easiest Way to Peace, Happiness, and Abundance. You will find it timely and full of good, practical things that you can do to shift your perspective and come back into the present moment. So this is one of those books that's got a lot of resources that you can use right now during this time. You can find out more about Mabel and her work at zerofrequency.com. And if you go to zerofrequency.com/book, you'll find that when you buy the book on Amazon, then those extras will be there for you. So zerofrequency.com. You're also very welcome over at karenhager.com. It's a great place to find out about upcoming classes. You can book a private session with me if you're so inclined. It's also a good place to find out what's coming up on this radio program next. And if you believe, as I do, that when we focus on peace in our hearts and peace in the world, that we really do make positive change, I invite you to check out openpeacefulheart.com. That's a project that my wife and I have been working on together for several years now, where we offer every month, first Sunday of the month, a free 15-minute guided meditation. That call attracts listeners from all over the world. Come into that sacred space, step into that place, and focus on peace in your heart and peace in the world. Openpeacefulheart.com has got more information and an archive of guided meditations that are there for you to stream anytime you like. And thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.